This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces have been digging in while Russia's military has been lining up more firepower and tapped an experienced general to take centralized control of the war. The next phase of battle is expected to be a showdown in East Ukraine. The outcome could determine the course of the conflict, which has flattened cities and killed untold thousands of people. Questions remain about the ability of Russia's depleted and demoralized forces to conquer much ground after their advance on the capital of Kyiv was repelled by determined Ukrainian self-defenders. The British and Britain's defense ministry reported Sunday that the Russian forces are trying to compensate for mounting casualties by recalling veterans discharged in the past decade. Russia tapped the new Ukraine war commander to take centralized control of the next phase of battle after its costly failures in the upcoming and opening campaign and carnage for Ukrainian civilians. U.S. officials don't see one man making a difference in Moscow's prospects, though. Russia turned to General Alexander Dvornikov, who is age 60 and one of Russia's most experienced military officers. And according to U.S. officials, a general with the record of brutality against civilians in Syria and other war letters. Up till now, Russia has had no central commander on the ground. The general's appointment was confirmed by a senior U.S. official who was not authorized to be identified, and he spoke on the condition of anonymity. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are set to speak virtually on Monday. This is Biden presses world leaders to take a hard line against Russia's Ukraine invasion. India's neutral stance in the war has raised questions in Washington, and it's earned praise from Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, who lauded India for judging the situation in its entirety, not just in a one-sided way. Most recently, India abstained when the UN General Assembly voted to suspend Russia from its 47-member Human Rights Council. Incumbent Emmanuel Macron will face a far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in a winner-takes-all runoff for the French presidency. After they both advanced Sunday in the first round of voting country's election to set up another head-to-head for their clash, and their sharply opposing visions for France. But while Macron will not and did win the last contest in 2017 by a landslide to become France's youngest ever president, same outcome this year is far from guaranteed. The 44-year-old Macron emerged ahead from Sunday's first womb, but the runoff is essentially a new election in the next 2 weeks of campaigning to the April 24th second round vote will promise to be bruising and confrontational against his 53-year-old political nemesis. The ouster of Prime Minister Imran Khan in a parliamentary no-confidence vote has set Pakistan on an uncertain political path. Tens of thousands of Khan supporters marched in cities around Pakistan Sunday, waving large party flags and vowing support, while the political position in opposition is preparing to install his replacement on Monday. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces continue to dig in as Russia's military and forces lined up more firepower and tapped an experienced general to take central command of the war. The next phase of battle is expected to be a shutdown and showdown in eastern Ukraine. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.